Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Well, I am really looking forward to this, folks. We have an interview of a lifetime coming up, Chip.
Oh, we do. And I am been looking forward to this interview. I tell you, this guy has got to be the busiest guy in the world.
He's probably the most popular guy in the world around this time, too. So, and we are going to be talking to Mr. Santa Claus himself. Hello, Santa.
Oh, how we doing? It's Denny, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
I got you guys in my book right here under the red letters. How we doing, gentlemen?
We're doing good. Hope it's doing okay up there. You're up in the North Pole right now?
Oh, I'm getting my suits all cleaned out. Mrs. Claus is working on it right now, trying to get me, trying to take a little bit of that felt out of it. It's getting just a little bit warmer up here. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's that global warming, I guess, Santa. Probably is.
I'll have to do something about that.
Yeah. I know you're busy right now. This is the busiest time of the year, and I appreciate you taking time out of that schedule to talk with us here on Missouri Council of the Blind, Meet the People. But boy, you're the person to meet this time of the year. So if you don't mind, we're going to take a few minutes and just ask you a few questions.
Well, you're more than welcome. Let's roll.
All right. First of all, you've been around a long time. How old are you?
Well, Denny, that's a terrible question to ask a man my age. I've been around, if you really want to look in the books like the kids might, it may show me being up to 1,000 years old.
Oh, goodness.
But I don't feel that old. You know, there's a lot of magic in Christmas, so they can work a lot of miracle things there.
That's right. That's for sure. You don't sound that old either. So Chip, Chip, why don't you, we'll just kind of take turns asking some questions of Santa Claus here. Santa, he gets really upset, so you got to watch.
He does.
So you got to watch him on your list. You know, I know you watch everybody all year long.
Oh, no, I know. I know about Chip. He's got four or five pieces of gold set out for
last. Go ahead,
so
Chip.
So Santa. Yeah, Santa, how's it been for you the last couple of years during the pandemic and everything going on? You doing all right? Mrs. Claus doing all right?
Oh, everybody just fine. Finest frog ears up here. We have no problems at all. The elves are just going to town, and the village is going real good. And we put a new ice rink in for the elves so they can do some hockey playing. And we're just waiting for this season so we can get rolling.
All right.
All right.
So tell me, how many elves do you have working for you?
Well, I have 100 working for me right now, but I've got a whole village down there with people just wanting to get in here to build toys for these little children, and they're all expert carpenters.
Oh, well, I bet that's neat. I bet that is really a primary job for these elves, that they want to get in there and build these toys, the toys for the kids and everything. So
yeah.
Chip? And you know, and the older elves, they get to work in the stalls where the reindeers are, so they got to be a little older for that, because sometimes that feed gets pretty heavy when you got to bring it in.
So talking about all that work that the elves do and everything, where does the money come to make all those different gifts and presents for the little kiddos? Do you guys get government funding or what?
Oh, Lord, no, we get no government funding. That is where the magic comes into Christmas.
So you just tell them what, you know, I know you get letters from kids all over the world. And so you just sit down and you tell the elves about all these kids and they get busy building all this stuff. It just magically, is that how that works?
Denny, you've got me down pat. That is exactly how it works.
Wow.
It's magic. They write the letters. They send the letters up to me. And if not, the moms and the dads get them to me. And we read these letters and we do the best we can to what suits the children.
Wow. So, yeah. So I know you, you cover the entire world in just one night. So where do you start at? I mean, how do you, you just take off in your sled and you go where?
Oh, Denny, I know you've been a child before. And if you really find out, you can turn your radio on and you can listen to me on NORAD. NORAD, those silly people in the Air Force, they follow me.
Oh, wow.
But I don't think the radars are fast enough to keep up with me and Dancer and Prancer. We really fly. We start south, we come to New York, and we work our way to the state of California.
Wow.
All right. Yeah.
And we can do it all from... We do it all from dusk to dawn.
That's yeah. pretty
so
deep.
how do you keep track, Santa, going from continent to continent? How do you keep track of the different time zones?
Well, that's not really hard. I have that really, really special optical glass in my sled. My optical glass, it's so magical. I'm glad you asked this. It's so magical that I can see children if they're doing naughty things. I can see if they're doing nice things. I can see when the time changes. I see if there's a storm coming. It's just got everything on this big blue globe that shines on my dash.
Well, speaking of shining, do you use Rudolph every year or just when it's foggy out?
Oh, my little buddy Rudolph. Oh, you know, I remember when little Rudolph was born. Well, I went in there to feed him that day, and that stall he was at was just glowing red.
Really?
I couldn't figure out what it was. I looked, and his nose was just shining. And that night, I had a lot of fog come in, and I thought, well, maybe I'll take him with me. So I took him with me, and he shined that light up so good. It lit up the night so well that I've been using him ever since to shine us through the foggy and dark nights.
Oh, wow, that's pretty neat. Sure is.
Yeah.
So, Chip?
Santa, do you have a favorite Christmas song, a Santa Claus song, reindeer song?
My favorite reindeer song, Santa Claus song? I think my old friend Ben Crosby made it called White Christmas. I like the way Ben sang that song.
Yeah.
He's a great man.
Yeah.
I bet you do like White Christmases with that sled. It gets around a little bit easier on the snow, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but I also have a special rig that I take down to Mississippi and Alabama.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
It's a little different sometimes.
Oh, is it?
I got them magic wheels on there, and they turn into tracks sometime down there because it gets kind of, the snow disappears and it turns into mud.
Oh, wow.
We can get through there.
So I know the kids leave out cookies and milk for you almost every place you go. Do you actually eat all of that?
Now, oh, that's a really good question. Shall I answer this or not? I will answer it the best I can. I eat all the cookies I can, but you know, Mrs. Claus said I need to bring some back for the elves.
Yeah.
So there's sometimes I can't eat all of them, but I will bring some back from the elves if there's any left over, which, you know me, there's not many left over. 311 pounds of me. There can't be many cookies left. But yes, I do drink all the milk because I got to keep my water up.
Yeah.
With the follow-up question to that, Santa, how much do you really do weigh?
311 pounds. I had to get down 2 pounds so we could put some more stuff on there this year.
You have a weight limit on that sled, huh?
That's right, yeah.
No. I have no weight limit at all. I mean, I can get just about whatever I want to get. But
really?
But Mrs. Claus, she's getting tired of buying elastic.
Oh, goodness, say elastic and Velcro, huh? That really helps.
Santa, where did you and Mrs. Claus meet? And do you guys have any children?
Well, no, we don't have any children. We've been pretty busy for that. we have all of our elves, and we have all of our children around the world we take care of. I met Jennifer in a Dutch dance.
Uh-huh.
We was dancing,
yeah.
And we got together at that little dance over in in Norway.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
And you said her name is Jennifer? I never heard that before.
Her name is Jennifer. Yes,
well, folks, you learned something here on Meet the People of MC Beast. Mrs. Santa Claus is named Jennifer. I'll be. That is something. And
you don't hear that very much. You just hear Mrs. Claus, but her name is Jennifer.
Yeah. And all the pictures I've seen of her, she's a precious-looking lady. She really is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this, too, talking about how, well, I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but how, you know, your size and everything. Have you ever got stuck in a chimney?
No. My head elf in the North Pole made a really, really good machine that I have to hold over my head, push the button, and I slipped down into the chimneys.
Oh, really?
You know, the reason I had to go to chimneys, right, is because the people in the Netherlands, I guess they got scared over there. I don't know. They started locking all their windows, and I couldn't get in any, so I had to start going down the chimneys. And I noticed they had big chimneys over there, but when I come to North America, the chimneys got smaller, so we had to do something.
Well, I was wondering how you did that. And, you know, it's just amazing all the things that you do, Santa Claus. And, you know, you travel around the world in one night and stopping at all the houses and all the little kiddies and everything. Is there one Christmas that you remember more than other Christmases?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the very special Christmas. I remember the day our Christ Savior was born. And I remember the three wise men coming in and bearing gifts. And I took the notion from that I can do that. I can be the patron saints of these children. So I took it up from there, and I've been going at it and trying to improve ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you. Yeah. They call you Saint Nicholas. And you are a saint just in doing everything that you do. So we really appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, if I could do more, I would, but I'm pretty well limited to what I got going now.
Yeah.
I hope I'm pleasing all these young children, and I hope they still have the gleam in their eyes.
Well, we're not going to keep you very long here. Chip, you got another question? Then we're going to have
Santa,
to let him go.
Yeah, where is Santa Claus Lane located up there in the North Pole?
Oh, yes, we have one in the North Pole. They've got one in Gwinner, North Dakota. They got one in Sprague, Germany. They've got one in Seattle. They've got one in St. Louis. They've got one in St. Clair over Christmas. They're all over the world at Christmas time. Which one do you want?
Well, Santa, like I said, I know you're busy this time of the year, and you need to get back to your elves and oversee all the toy making and everything. Is there something that you want to leave the people with that you'd like to tell them and share with them?
Oh, I want to tell the little kids, look at their mommy and daddies. Give them a twitch of the nose and a twinkle in their eye. Give them a big hug.
Yeah.
Peace on earth.
Amen.
All right. Well, Santa, thank you so much for taking your time. And
I thank you. Thank you, and thank you, Chip. Have a Merry Christmas.
Well,
and
Merry.
Danny,
yes.
You and Chip did not get cold this year.
All right. I finally get that bicycle.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
You mean the big fat man with the long white beard?
He's coming to town.